Time's up for the Super Committee to find big budget cuts, and yeah, they still haven't.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chitakis. Today, Arizona Republican and Congressional Super Committee member John Kyle said talks were still going on, but there's not a whole lot of optimism to reach a deal to make those big budget cuts, just ahead of a deadline to cut the budget by at least $1.2 trillion over the next decade. Marketplace Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale is with us live right now, has the latest for us. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Steve.
So, okay, no deal?
At least so far. Now, remember, the committee has until Wednesday to come up with a deal, but any agreement has to sit out on the table for 48 hours. So that means midnight tonight. Mm-hmm. And with this impasse, both sides are blaming each other. Andy LaPerrier of the ISI group says the two political parties have fundamental differences over the role of government.
Bottom line is that Democrats don't want to vote to reduce entitlement spending by a meaningful amount, and Republicans don't want to vote to raise taxes by a meaningful amount. So it's difficult to get either of them to get off of that position.
So a failure, John, triggers Plan B, automatic cuts?
Yes, but not until January 2013. And given Congress's tendency to push right up against any deadline, many people say that the real deadline for cuts in domestic and military spending is still over a year away. And we're hearing some talk that Congress might try to change those automatic cuts. But remember, given even with this breakdown, the deal reached last August still stands. It got us over the debt ceiling impasse and through the next election.
And that election is supposed to solve Washington's gridlock?
Well, only if one side or the other is given a clear upper hand in deciding how to balance the books, how much will come from spending cuts, how much from tax revenue. If the voters remain as split as the politicians, it doesn't look like the election will solve much.
Marketplace's John Dimsdale in Washington. John, thanks.
Thank you.
Well, the fact that nothing has come out of the budget talks with only a few days left before the deadline isn't surprising to Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan, who's with us now. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Steve.
So what's wrong with the bipartisan group of people who are supposed to work together to find budget cuts?
They were never going to work together to find budget cuts, and the reason is there turns out to be no downside from not finding them, at least not any real downside.
Not really downside, so no ramifications at all?
Well, in theory, in I think 2013, the government is supposed to reduce automatically defense spending by about 10% if nothing happens. And something is supposed to happen to social problems, but it's a long time between now and 2013, and you know perfectly well nothing will happen.
Don't these people, Alan, want to cut the budget and do something to secure the nation's, the credit rating that could be in jeopardy or whatever? I mean, just the nation's credit in general for future generations.
I assume that they want to do it, but they want to do it their way. And the Republicans have never seen any increase in government revenues that they like, and the Democrats are more compromising, but in the end are not going to sit there and cut the living stuff out of programs that they like. So it's just not going to happen.
So you're saying the super committee was doomed from the very beginning.
All right. I am proud to say that in August, I wrote a rant that Fortune called American Idiots, and I called this plan a deficit trimming deal so absurd you have to laugh when you think hard about it. So I never thought hard about it. And now I'm laughing.
Does this mean, Alan, that we'll never have nice things because the Congress, and dare I say the nation, is so polarized that no one's just ever going to budge, not even to advance the greater good?
Well, sooner or later, something is going to happen if there's a crisis. And I hear that there's a rumor there's some election in 2012.
Yeah.
Have you heard about this?
I think I have.
And I think after that, things will resolve one way or the other. You and I may not like it, but at least it will give us something to talk about on the radio.
Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan. Alan, thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.
Let's do the numbers. Worries about big government debt here and in Europe have markets again on the negative side. European shares are down 1 to 3%. In Spain over the weekend, voters elected a conservative. Mariano Rajoy is the country's new leader. He's promising to make tough budget cuts to get a grip on the country's debt problems there. Later today, computer hardware giant Hewlett-Packard will report its earnings, the first for the company, with former eBay chief Meg Whitman at the helm. Wall Street Friday, the Dow added 25 points to close at 11,796.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering IRA savings products and a Raise Your Rate 4-year CD. Learn more at allybank.com. by Fox Searchlight Pictures, presenting The Descendants, starring George Clooney, from Alexander Payne, director of Sideways and About Schmidt, in theaters in November. And by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com.
Tyson Foods this morning said sales were up, but higher costs cut profit by more than half of the nation's biggest meat processor. Marketplace's Scott Tong says it's been a tough stretch for the poultry industry as food companies try to wing it.
Chicken producers aren't giving thanks this year. At least four went bankrupt. Blame it on poultry fundamentals. Costs of feed like corn are up. And in a soft economy, sales of the big moneymaker, boneless, skinless breast, are down. Economist David Harvey is with the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
You know, when a lot of people are stressed economically, they're going to be moving down the buying chain, you know, and substituting less expensive products for more expensive products.
The price of white meat at the wholesale level has fallen 17% over last year. But there is hope. Early signs suggest prices are rising again as big chicken companies cut supply.
5, 6, 7% below the previous year. So we're definitely seeing less chicks being placed for grow out.
Oh, and if you're still shopping for Thursday, consider chicken. The Farm Bureau says everything else, pumpkin pie mix, sweet potatoes, turkeys, has gotten pricier. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
And finally, worried about how secure your password is on your computer? There's a new list out that tells you what words to avoid. Computer application firm Splash Data compiled this list of the 25 worst passwords of 2011. Obviously, it's going to be easy to figure out a password that's like 123456 7 or ABC123. Sunshine and I Love You also made this list. Those are really sweet, huh? And apparently hazardous to your computer. But the password that's easiest to figure out is the word password. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. We're online, the all-new marketplace.org. Check the numbers there. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Everybody knows unemployment is bad, so it makes sense, right, that people need to find a way to take the pressure off?
People have not stopped having sex in California. We are still seeing a growing population.
Which means you have to find something for them to do. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Foreclosures, joblessness, and all the rest in California's Inland Empire. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.